Show that he is rhyme. Together with the infographic rhyme zone.
I'm back to back, is a man so friendly, playing the beat.
It's DJ Shane Henry, so we'll get you a shout out loud. A one word suggestion from the crowd. You ready? Can I have your attention?
We're gonna need a one word suggestion. They're off like fighting some guy, and I'm just here trying to study, and I don't know why they're trying to disrupt all my studies and everything. I just want to get my good owls and go right up the wings and bug me. Yeah, I heard about that. They don't even mean anything. Stop ruining my education.
Hi, I've got something to say. I'm Lisa, head of the PTA. That's the Parent Teachers Association. That's right, I run this nation. I've been hearing about this school. Some things are happening that think I'm a fool. They're just letting kids go play with magic. They're saying, oh, that they think it's real sick. Magic is dangerous. Magic is bad. That's right, and I get real mad when people start just shouting out spells, because I know that's not gonna end well.
To get the best owls, and they're just preventing that. I'm trying to study, and they're just not letting me.
We're not gonna become the top investment bankers if we don't do our bloody owls.
I just want to work at Gringotts with all the goblins. Is that so much to ask?
It isn't. No, and frankly, I think the whole institution is a bit, you know, racist.
Yeah. Well, they don't let humans in.
No, it's just goblins. It's very close-minded of them, you know.
It is. I agree. I think we can change that.
What? You reckon we can install, like, wide institutional changes across the banking landscape?
Well, I think we probably could, but...
But we're just two little kids.
We're not kids. We're men. One day. I'm your friend.
Yeah.
You know what we should do? We should go to Gringotts, give them a piece of our mind. You know what we got? We got spunk. We got the brains.
Yeah.
We go in there, they'll think we're insane. They'll be like, you're not a goblin. You can't do this. Well, goblin, how about this? I have studied all my might with my little feather pen, and oh god, I got a sum wrong. I got then the arithmancy, I think.
Arithmancy. The study of magic numbers, yes.
The Golden Trio, they call themselves. They do call themselves.
That's a bit, you know, taking the piss, I think. It's a bit, oh, look at us. Oh, look at me. I saved Hogwarts 5 years in a row.
There. Well, won't last for much longer. Sometimes I wish Voldemort could just... I do. And I have no shame in saying that.
That's right. You know what?
I'm glad you're on board with me on this system.
They're just wankers. We two will be investment bankers. We'll see them, then we'll take a shot with our magic wands. I'm not saying we kill them.
No.
We just kind of thrill them. Give them a bit of a scare. Yeah! And on the subject of water coolers, I think there should be at least three on every level.
Three.
Yes.
Precisely three.
Did I stutter? I have taken my time to write this rather long parchment you see before you. Thank you very much.
It's very long to just say three water coolers.
I put a lot of thought in my plan for three water coolers on every level, McGonagall. So, thank you very much.
Well, first of all, I don't appreciate you talking to me like that. I don't really know why I let you into this school, if I'm perfectly honest.
I am the head of the Parents Teachers Association.
Well,
you are the teacher, and I am clearly the parent. This here is an association.
Fair enough, you've made your point. You've made your point. Now that we have established who we are, I suppose. Why, what do you want to change at this school?
I just want everything nice and safe and regulatorized, just so no one gets hurt.
Do you know how difficult that is when we have, like, Voldemort is around? Kids leaving the school every year to try and beat him. Like, how do you think that makes me feel? I'm, like, one of the most powerful witches in all of the United Kingdom and Northern Ireland, probably. And I keep getting bested by these wee little ones. I can turn into a cat! No one seems to care about that. I can turn into a fucking cat! No one cares I can turn into a cat. No one ever asked me about that. What they do?
What?
They just say, bloody hell, McGonagall! You turn into a cat, that's bloody brilliant! Oh, won't you go, you know, I think about that, you got red hair and that's real stupid, that. Yeah. These kids, they don't know what they want. Marvel of God! The character.
I got something to add to my rules. I think no cats in this school.
What?
That's right. Oh. No more animals. No more vegetables or minerals. You know what I'm saying? Everything's just dangerous. Are you insane? You're gonna let our kids just run around when there's cats just boring on the ground?
So, you're a racist against cats. That
it's subhuman. They're not even... It's not racist, it's
you're
just...
You're insinuating that I'm subhuman.
Not insinuating, I said it quite loudly.
Who is your child at this school?
Lionel.
I don't know of him. He keeps to himself.
Well, don't name a child. Some sort of teacher you are.
I'm going to turn into a cat and exit this room quite disgustedly at you.
Run away.
Mom! Mummy!
What is it, Lionel?
Oh, I'm having such a bad time at Hogwarts.
Damn straight you are! Tell me, how many water fountains do they have on each level?
Is this a test?
No, it's a simple question that you will answer per se.
I don't know. Is that the right answer, Mummy?
Well, it's bloody well not three, so yes, it is the right answer.
What is your obsession with the number three, Mummy?
It's just a safe number, you know? Two is too low, four is way too much. Three is just nice in the middle.
But you realise that we're wizards, yes? We can just aguamenti into a little cup.
Don't you go and spouting that wizard nonsense again, Lionel. You know it's dangerous.
Look, Mummy, I understand that you're a muggle and you don't necessarily approve of all this, but I want to be good. I don't want to be like Harry Potter good, because he thinks he's all good, but he's just like, I'm a hero.
Don't get me started on Harry Potter.
Oh, you know about him.
Oh, I've read so much.
I feel like it could fill several books.
All the dangerous things he gets up to. Just stay and do your homework. That's all I ask.
That's what I keep saying. I feel like all this tomfoolery is getting in the way of my education.
Yes.
I'm Lionel. Like, they should write, you know, it's a name, like the Harry Potter. That's like, you know, it's a, just a normal person name, but it's somehow become a thing. Why can't Lionel and the be something? Lionel, the investment banker at Gringotts. Lionel and the day that he saved currency.
It's a very short list.
Is there anything about me on that list?
I mean, are you a cat?
No.
Then
I'm
no.
I'm not an unregistered animagus like the Marauders. All right, Mummy. I'm just gonna go mope over here for a little bit.
Good. I'll go talk to whoever's in charge. Yes, why do you want to work at Gringotts, small boy?
I'm not that small, for a start. I'm a big man with big dreams of being in a big bank.
You're only slightly taller than me. You're quite small.
Don't be so hard on yourself, Mr. Goblin.
All right.
I'll cut to the chase.
No, okay.
What?
I have a name, you know.
Oh, wait, which one are you?
Oh, I don't know, Mr. Human. Which one am I?
Okay, I'll go, okay.
Wow.
Okay, wait.
What?
There's Creature, there's Dobby, they're elves. Wait. Griphook! Is that your name?
No! Look! I've got a little nameplate on my desk that you can read. If you confess to the fact you're a racist, I'll let you in on the secret. My name is Rapid. My name is Rapid, you see. What you're doing to me is subjugation in this nation. What I want from you is an explanation.
Well, Rapid, I'll make it clear. There's one reason why I am here. I'm a white man. I'm here to steal your job. I'm sorry. Did I touch a nerve? I'm sorry. Does that sound absurd? It's not absurd from how I see it.
Yeah, I get the plan. I know you're a white man. That's right. I'm just a slob, so you can have my job.
Wow. idea what I'm doing.
One. Two. Three. Four.
I thought I'd provided ample water coolers.
Too many water coolers, McGonagall.
Well, look, there's one big thing that differentiates you and me, my dear Muggle Mother. I know, that sounded a bit condescending.
That sounded very racist.
I'll admit that's not really in character for me.
You said it.
Look, the one thing that differentiates us is that I can do this, and there's only three now. So I believe that resolves the issue.
Do you believe that because you think that you have more power, that you've got this magic thing, that you're somehow... A better person than me?
Well, I can do more cool stuff. For a start. I mean, you are over there obsessing over water coolers and killing me. Well, it's like you're like my little Voldemort of my own. Trying to kill me and it's Hogwarts. And I have a wand.
Who do you think you are?
I'm fucking McGonagall. That's who I am. What about that? Don't you understand? I'm the best wizard witch in all this school. And you are a muggle. You are a fool. If you're not too careful, I'll banish your water. And you don't have... You have a son, not a daughter. You know what I'm going to do about him. I'll make sure he never goes and wins that job.
Wow!
The bank.
What?
Yeah, you know what? He also stank a little bit.